I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this episode is recorded, the Gubbi Gubbi people. I would also like to acknowledge the First Nations peoples and language groups across this entire nation in which conception, pregnancy, and sacred motherhood knowledge has been shared. We pay our deepest respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and further extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. Hello, hello, and welcome. You are listening to The Oxytocin Hour. I'm your host, Dana. I'm a midwife, mum of five, and all-round oxytocin enthusiast. People are all too willing to share their negative experiences of conception, pregnancy, labour, birth, and beyond. The Oxytocin Hour is your safe haven, filled with positive experiences from mums, dads, doulas, midwives, and everyone in between. Each week we will release a new episode with the intent to uplift and inspire you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Now, let's get into today's episode. This and every episode of the Oxytocin Hour is strictly for entertainment purposes and is not to be used as medical advice. Welcome back to another episode of the Oxytocin Hour. On this episode, I finally get to introduce you to my new co-host for my Dear Danas. So it's no longer going to be just Dear Dana. It's Dear Dana and...
Bo. Just a side piece.
Just my little side piece here. No, my husband, Bo. Because a lot of the questions, although a lot of the Dear Dana questions are directed at me, a lot also ask about not just our relationship, but maybe the dynamic and his opinions. And I just thought on the questions that are relative to that, he can be here to answer them. And I do have one that I would like to share for this episode specifically. And then after this is officially launched and in the world, then I'm going to drop a question box so that you can ask questions to Dear Dana and Bo. So welcome.
Let's get started.
You can talk louder.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, I thought we could also start off these episodes with like a recommendation for the week. So like a... I'm just dropping...
Recommendation is...
So, like, I'll say something that I've been doing in the past week that's been... that I just recommend people to do, like something just positive.
Okay. Yeah.
So, can you think of anything?
Nope.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay. So, I'm going to say... I recommend that people, like, if you have ever been into it, or maybe you've never tried but you would like to, I really recommend starting to read, like, books, but not on a screen, like an actual just book. Like, I've been enjoying just taking time to read, like, a couple of pages, and it really helps me, I don't know, like, it feels different to consuming... like television or just scrolling your phone or anything, because you can just read it at your leisure. Like, you can read as quickly as you're wanting to, or like whatever your mind's doing. It's actually really relaxing. That's what... Okay, do you have anything?
Oh, I've got nothing.
Like, health-wise?
Don't eat lots of treats.
Yeah, but it's usually something that we've been doing.
I recommend eating healthy.
Okay, that's what I mean.
It's been good.
You haven't done... You've still had treats, though.
When?
On the weekend.
I had
one. You came home and devoured a bowl of ice cream.
It was not a bowl. It was one cone.
It was a big one.
Yeah, well, still. At least it's not every night.
Oh, God. Anyway, well, thanks for that recommendation, darling. That this went really well. Okay, so I'm just going to jump in with a question now. Well, I just thought it'd be really nice to start the week with just like
a, maybe a communicate positive... that with me before, so I can actually plan something.
No, I like putting you on the spot.
I hate being put on the spot.
Well, today's
question is, hey, I was wondering if I could get your opinion personally, and then this is in brackets, and maybe even your hubby's, of having a large range of kids' ages. I was curious what yours and, I'm just going to say, and your husband's favorite ages are. What's been the most challenging? What has been the easiest?
That's different for every kid. So each kid can have a really tricky stage and a really easy stage. But also it's their personality, I reckon. So some kids are just hard all the way through.
That's exactly what I would have said as well. I think it's so dependent, and not only on their personality, which obviously is probably the biggest factor, but there's so many variabilities. Hey, like, you could find it really difficult to have a newborn if your partner needs to go back to work straight away and you need to head back to work. Like, you know, that's kind of looming, or you're experiencing, you know, like postpartum depression or something. Like, of course that's going to be really difficult for you, but then you might go and have like your second baby and you're in a better financial position, so your husband's home, you know, actually gets paternity leave, then you don't feel as stressed or whatever, and then you don't experience like PPD, and then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what do you personally think has been the hardest?
Well, I think teens at the moment, pretty testing, because they backchat every single time and they always just go against what you say. Like, it's hard.
You know, that being said, we've only had one.
Yeah.
One of those. So.
And one kind of like just.
On the cusp.
But moving fast into that.
Yeah. I think it's different for boys and girls as well. Like, it's. Yeah. I mean, the differences between the two are huge, but I think maturity levels.
But it also comes back to that personality as well.
Yeah.
Their personalities are completely different.
They're so, like, how did we get 5 kids that are all so different?
Yeah.
Like, you can raise them the same. I think, you know, everyone has like this inherent nature, and then of course the nature combined with the circumstances in which they're brought up, the environment, that then reflects on them, and then that's their personality. So they're all going to be different. But like, I think the defiance in a teen, the hormones, and that obviously transist, like, they just want to be able to have more freedom, but they're like not smart enough.
They make dumb decisions.
Yeah.
Very dumb decisions, but they think they can.
They think they know everything. And again, like, I think we can always look back on when we were that age and be like, oh my gosh. Like,
I was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I thought I knew. Like, I know. Like, even when if I say something and I'm like, no, you can't do that. And he's like, oh my gosh. It's like, I'll always say, like, I actually know how you feel. Like, I know how frustrating it is, because I know that you probably think that you know best, but you don't.
But even when you say that, they still think they know best.
Yeah. I think if I can, like, I have some pretty cool conversations with them on that sort of level. I think we've got pretty good communication with them.
Mm.
So we have found the most challenging teens. I don't know.
Just that toddler phase is pretty difficult.
Because, which one? Like, 2 years?
Yeah, that's sort of when they're starting to move and grab things and just be independent.
Like 18 months.
18 months to like 3 years is difficult. Because you got to really watch them with everything they do. But they also don't like listening to anything you've got to say.
Actually, I've always said for years and years, and this is before we had a teen in the house, but I would always be like, my favorite stage, because that was another part of the question. What's been the easiest? For me personally, I love newborn stage.
I can't do anything. It's yeah. like... just like...
That, but that being said, Avalon was like a really tricky newborn. And again, the circumstances in which I was in at the time, it was really hard. But I still just loved it. I just loved... You can put them down and know that they're going to still be there. Like when you...
Yeah. They're not going to be in your makeup, drawing on the walls.
Yeah, because that happens on the daily now. And I would always say to people, my favorite is newborn, but my least favorite... And it's not even like, oh my gosh, I hate this stage, but it's just the most challenging, I've always said, is 18 months to 3 years.
It is challenging, but also the stuff they say and do is priceless.
It's so cute. It's so cute.
Yeah.
So what would you say that your favorite age is, though? Not favorite. They did ask specifically what the easiest. I love all of them in their own different ways.
Yeah, they're all different. The different personalities with different ages have been really good. I think sort of that it's still good once they sort of get older and a little bit more independent. They can still do things for themselves, but they're still like happy to hang out with you and they always want to be with you sort of thing. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
And they're like excited when you come home and stuff instead of like hiding what they're doing.
Yeah.
And acting sus.
Yeah. So it's like in between, isn't it? The toddler does the same as a teenager.
Yeah. They're pretty much the same, but just in bigger bodies.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah. And you
teenagers act like toddlers.
Yeah.
Have tantrums. They do all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Except they're just bigger and louder.
Yeah. And they have like more independence in that they can, you know, they've got to go to school and they're just away from you for the day.
Yeah. And you've got to kind of trust them to do the right thing.
Yes. Which is quite difficult. There was something else that I wanted to mention on all this as well. Oh yeah. The other part of it was... wondering if I could get your opinion personally of having a large range of kids' ages. And I'm guessing that means not having like 5 with 2 year age gaps all the way through. So.
So what do you mean? Like one, it's like 5 years older. There's like a 9 year gap.
Well, meaning like we've got a toddler, a preschooler, a school age kid, a middle school, like year sevener, and then a proper high schooler, like having such a bigger range instead of being like we've got a newborn, a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old.
That would be hell.
Yeah.
That would like good and, luck to anyone that does that.
But you know what though? I hear people say all the time, like, oh my gosh, you got 5 kids, that's crazy. And I would always kind of downplay it and be like, yeah, but I've got like bigger age gaps with this 3 years and however many months between all of them, except for the youngest two, there's 2 years and 2 months mm-hmm. and 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'd always kind of downplay it. Like, oh yeah, no, like I know I've got 5 kids, but yeah, like the bigger age gaps makes it easier. But I was just talking to my friend the other day who's got 4 kids and she's pregnant with their 5th and virtually the same age gaps between... like that we do with our kids. And she was like, I don't know if that's true. Like, I know it's hectic when they're like super little. But now that we've got a freaking 2-year-old and a 15-year-old, I don't know if that's true. What do you think? Because I know the thought of having like 2, 4, 6, 8... year old, for example, or newborn 2, 4, and 6 is crazy, but yeah.
Well, once like it still comes back to the teenagers like a toddler anyway, so like you got to, unless you have the right personality for that teenager, that they can help out and they're good with that kind of stuff, then it makes it a little bit easier to have the younger kids and it's a good balance there. But if the teenager's just like doesn't want to borrow anyone else,
I think
it's super hard.
I think if Avalon was the oldest, that would be weird. Sometimes I think it would be really good, but then I'm like, actually, maybe...
I think she'd be yelling at us to do things.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's just, in any way, it's just, like, chaos. You just have to embrace it, I think.
Well, you have good days and bad days, no matter which way you look at it.
Yeah, like, I don't think
even there's... the kids, you're like, they're so easy. They still have bad days where they're just not easy at all.
Oh, 100%. 100%. They'll all... I don't think it's like... Yeah. I don't think there's any magical, like... What do you call it? Equation. No. You can't be like, oh, this is the perfect thing. If you have this many years apart and, like, this many kids and... Because people always say to me, like, oh, you know, I've got four kids. Is it really that hard going from four to five or even three to four? Like, what's the hardest? I'm like, it's so relevant to your individual circumstance. In my opinion, the hardest is zero to one. If you have go from no kids to one kid, I think that's the biggest shock.
Yeah. What do you reckon? Especially if, like, if you're older as well and you're used to having so much free time.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you get older,
yeah,
you need more rest time as well.
Yes.
And then if you're losing that rest time you need, just going from having all this free time, being able to rest whenever you want, and then going into having kids.
You'd be like, what the hell?
It is hard.
And I think that's why... I think it's been, like, really challenging for us to have, like, children younger. But there's pros and cons to both, I think. And I... You know, if I'm, like, friggin' exhausted and you're super exhausted and the kids are just being, like, relentless for some reason, they all just decide to be so annoying and, like, nagging us all the time that I'm like, thank God we didn't start having them later because I would be so freaking tired.
Oh, it gets harder and harder, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It does. But also, like, with the kids as well, like, it comes, like, their personalities comes back with all that. With, if one kid's in a foul mood, they're just like this rotten fruit in the family where they just...
They do?
They just stir everyone else up and they put everyone else offside and then it just turns into this big shit fight all the time.
I think, you know what, that actually happened the other morning when I was doing school drop-off. So I've got a car full of five kids and there was one... that just suddenly got really cranky about something and then it triggered on pretty much all of them being super cranky. Like, it just changed from being like, everyone's fine, oh yeah, cool, to just one being in a foul mood and then all of them were. Yeah, that sucks. That's, I think that's what sucks about having a big family, actually. But we are detouring from the original question, so I digress. But I think that answers everything. Bo thinks the hardest or the most challenging is a team. I think so too, but it's also uncharted territory for us because we're just doing it for the first time.
Yeah.
So we've gone through five newborn stages, five toddler, you know, but now this is our first teen. And yeah, it's like, I mean, it has its pros as well.
It like, we're pretty lucky. It's not the worst to deal with.
Yeah, looking at that, like, there's other people's kids, like, out there doing crazy shit, and literally ours is just because he gets in gets moody.
Doesn't like listening to what he's told.
Yeah. So we can't really complain.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're definitely a whole lot more defiant because they're just giant toddlers. And then the easiest for me personally is newborn. What would you say if you just had to pick an age?
Oh, newborn. So easy.
Yeah, because they're on me the whole time.
Newborn or that, like, even just between, like, five and eight where they're...
Oh, that's a sweet spot. They're so sweet.
Yeah, it's so easy because you can tell them what to do. They listen. They're not super moody. They're always pretty happy. And they're, yeah, you can just do whatever you want with them.
And they're just...
And they're still happy to see you every time. So that's a pretty good age too.
That's really nice. But again, I do love every age for its own reasons. Like, I literally...
Like Callie at the moment.
She's gorgeous.
She's 2 and 2 months.
Yeah.
And she's hard work, but she's also, yeah, amazing.
She's just so cool.
Says and does so much cool stuff every day.
Yeah. So they have it. And then Lennox, we're like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. A 4-year-old, like, he does not stop talking, but it's like, oh my God, he's so sweet.
He's the sweetest boy, but yeah, he does not. He's like wakes up talking at you and then still going to sleep and he's still talking and you're like.
And then he falls asleep and you're like, oh, isn't he gorgeous?
And then he wakes up and jumps on you and you're like, yeah, cool.
And then Lulu, she's awesome because she just gave me, oh, she gave me the biggest snuggle tonight as well before bed because I read stories to her and Nox. Yeah, she's gorgeous. But she's awesome because I'll be like, all right, honey, time for bed. So she does a wee, brushes her teeth, hops into bed, give her a kiss and a cuddle, and she's out. So this, and she'll be 8 at the end of this week. And that's nice because she's still a little sweetheart. Anyway, so we love all the ages. do love a newborn though. And then, yeah, having a large range of kids' ages. I mean, we don't know any different. We have good days. We have crappy days. And I don't know. I feel like at the end of the day, we feel like a lot of other parents do, which is just a shell of a human being.
Let me go to sleep.
Anyway, let's wrap this up so we can go to sleep.
Yes, please.
But I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. If you're listening in real time, I'm going to pop up a question box the day that this is released. But if you do have any other questions, of course, you can just go to the Oxytocin Hour Instagram page and then just ask the question on there. So until next week, we will speak to you later, but have a good week. And Bo will have a great recommendation when we come back, correct?
I'll be on it. Don't worry about that. I've been thinking all week about this recommendation. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to share the love or get in contact with us for feedback or a chance to be a guest on the show, you can contact us at www.daisy.com.au. That's www.daisy.com.au or on our Instagram at the Oxytocin Hour, all one word. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in and I hope you've gained something positive from listening. Until next time.